He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. Welcome to 2021. It's January the 4th already. And you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, what happened? The futures were way up before the market opened. Market opens up, and then it immediately turns south. Blah, humbug. The Dow right now down 158 points, 30,445. Let's not forget it hit a new all-time high on Friday. So we're not too upset here about today's open. The NASDAQ, in the meanwhile, is threatening to go positive again. It's down 3. I'm seeing some really good strength in the semiconductor sector. That's a good example of looking underneath the surface of the market to see where those underwater currents are flowing. And I'm seeing a good move in AMD this morning and also ASML. Those are just a few of the stocks I've had a chance to look at so far this morning. S&P down 11 right now. Russell 2000 up a point. So it's a small cap day, a risk on kind of day. Risk out of the recovery stocks, I suppose, in the Dow. Crude oil up 17 cents to $48.69. That's hitting a multi-month high, I would say, there with crude oil. Gold is having a fantastic day. The gold stocks are having a fantastic day. As the dollar continues to sink, gold is at 1,946 today, closing in on 2,000. Silver, terrific day on Friday, terrific day today, up $1.26, 27.67. Will this be the year for precious metals? The 10-year bond, 0.94, very quiet, and Bitcoin right now is at 30, where did my Bitcoin bid go? There it is. Bitcoin is at 32,074. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Welcome to 2021. 2020 was quite a year. It looks like we're kind of starting off 2021 where we left off 2020 with COVID still grabbing the headlines, the stock market making new all-time highs as recently as Friday, was it Thursday? Yeah, Thursday. And we've got a mixed day on the market so far. But get this, Bitcoin right now, which was, I awarded Bitcoin the asset class of the year. If you consider it an asset class, I suppose it is. You got cash, you got precious metals, you got stocks, you got bonds, and you got Bitcoin. Bitcoin is up right now $1,727 per ounce. No, there's no ounces of Bitcoin per coin. These unseen coins somewhere lurking in the cyberspace, $31,980. Well, Bitcoin is higher than the Dow, isn't it? The Dow's at 30,483. I have a very small exposure to Bitcoin, personally, in the way of the GBTC ETF. I see real good strength this morning in the semiconductor sector. That's kind of bucking the trend of a down day on the Dow. I'm also seeing some really good strength coming out of China, in particular the electric vehicle stocks of China, and seeing some strength also in the small cap stocks here as we begin a new year, 2021. What will 2021 bring? Well, we'll be on it. Each and every day, I think it's better to kind of take it a day at a time as opposed to making crazy predictions that go out into the future. Now, earnings estimates are another thing. Those predictions are out there. then there's a pretty good consensus from amongst a lot of analysts, and I do use those earnings estimate predictions for this year and next year to help me make my macro call on the market. Where do I stand currently on the macros of the market? Where do I think the S&P 500 could be headed here over the next 6 to 12 months? Well, I publish that every week in my newsletter. I'm a guy who sticks my neck on the line, and I've been right for over a decade now since that 2008 bear market, and you can check and see what my macro outlook is for this year and which asset classes, which sectors, and which individual stocks I like. I'm an open book in 2021. You can get 2 weeks of my newsletter by going to GundersonCapital.com. And hopefully you can get yourself on the right track, hopefully, here to begin a new year. Sounds like a good New Year's resolution. While you're online ordering the Slim Fast Shakes and the Exercycle, you can also order the Gunderson newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. And you can also make an appointment with one of my advisors here. They've been busy. That's okay. I like to keep them busy. We have a busy little operation here at our firm. We had a terrific year in 2020, a record year for us. And, well, you know what? We're not going to do anything different this year. We're going to do our best to find the best stocks now, to be very selective in our investments, and also watch in our rearview mirror because there is another bear market out there somewhere. Okay, well, we had the futures up. I'm not sure what happened at the open. I'm sure we'll figure it out here soon. But something did happen to take the Dow south. It's down 160 points right now, or a half a percent. No big deal. In the meantime, the NASDAQ, the NASDAQ has now taken a turn for the worse. It's down 36 points. Now, the global markets did pretty well overnight. Hong Kong up 0.9%, China up 0.9%. What is going on in Europe? It had a fantastic, fantastic session. London up 2.6%, London calling. Paris up 1.8%, Frankfurt up 1.5%. So big rally with the vaccine rollouts. I know they are now rolling out the AstraZeneca vaccine in the UK. So they've got three vaccines now available to them. And they also, those markets rallied a bit on the jump in oil prices. Germany's manufacturing PMI came in a little bit better than expected. And so did France, okay? So a pretty good day in the UK and in the EU overnight. Most of Asia-Pacific was higher. They had a pretty hot number coming out of the China's Caixin market PMI. It came in at 53 in December. Manufacturing activity expanding in December. That's good. And there is, however, an ongoing tension, big tension between the U.S. and China. The New York Stock Exchange will delist three Chinese telecoms to comply with a U.S. executive order issued in November that imposed restrictions on companies identified as affiliated with the Chinese military. China Mobile, CHL, China Telecom, CHA, China Unicom, CHU. China vows to retaliate against the U.S. delisting of telecom firms. China said it will take necessary measures to resolutely safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of Chinese enterprises after the New York Stock Exchange started the process of delisting Chinese telco giants to comply with a U.S. executive order. Well, I suppose we don't want to be helping the Chinese military if that's the case, and I guess that is the reason being given for this delisting. Has anybody seen Jack Ma? Jack Ma is missing. Alibaba's Jack Ma, suspected missing. Alibaba founder Jack Ma has not made a public appearance in more than 2 months, and that has fueled speculation about the Chinese billionaire's whereabouts. Let's see how Alibaba is doing today on this news. That's an ugly chart. That is really an ugly chart on Alibaba. I do not own Alibaba. I sold it when I started to just kind of see the wind kind of changing. Alibaba had the wind behind its back. Jack Ma went afoul of the Chinese Communist Party. He hasn't been seen since. And his stock continues to drift lower. It's now gone from 320 to 220. I call that a bear market. It's down over 30%, and nobody knows where Ma is. Well, how's the vaccine doing? Will this be the year of recovery? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, the market has taken a decided turn for the worse. Let's not forget, as January goes, so goes the market. There's that adage. There's another theory that the first 5 days of January pretty much predicate where the market's going to go the rest of the year. So we'll be watching. You know, it's going to be a volatile week out there in the world. Tomorrow we have the Georgia Senate. Are you tired of the ads yet for the Georgia Senate? Seems like every other commercial, at least in our neck of the woods, is for one of the candidates or another. If you're watching YouTube or any of the other streaming channels, and of course on Wednesday, you've got the Electoral College meeting. So, should be an interesting week, to say the least. Moderna vaccine doses may be cut in half. How about a half dose to hasten the rollout? The rollout's going slow. U.S. health officials are considering giving some people half a dose of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine. Does that mean I just get half a case of coronavirus? Well, they're saying people between the ages of 18 to 55 get the same identical immune response as they would from a full dose. So if they cut that dose in half, obviously, it would go a lot further, thin it down a little bit. AstraZeneca to supply 2 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine every week in the UK. Okay, nothing yet about the U.S. I'm seeing a pretty good move in AstraZeneca stock here today. I was wrong about AstraZeneca. Well, I was right and I was wrong. I thought they'd be the first to market. Instead, they're the third to market with the vaccine, and I thought the stock would get a boost. I think that it's a good company without the vaccine. Now they've got the vaccine. Well, the stock is turning the corner right now. P.E. ratio of 13. I do not own it, but it's having a good day, bucking the trend of the Dow. It's up 1.5%. What country has already immunized a whopping 7%? Well, if we were at 7% here in the U.S., we'd be at about 22 million. I think we're at about 3 million, something like that. Israel leads the world in COVID vaccinations per capita. Israel has already immunized about 647,000 people against COVID-19, a whopping 7.7% of its more than 9.2 million residents. That's right, the nation of Israel, 9.2 million. They lead the world right now in a per capita basis for immunizing their population. Now, I see this issue arising in our state here of South Carolina. Mandates. Should the coronavirus vaccine be mandated? Well, I see somebody here in South Carolina is introducing a bill that would keep South Carolina from a mandate. They don't want, this particular politician does not want mandates. But here's what Dr. Fauci says. Anything is on the table. Anything is possible, of course, says Dr. Fauci. He says it's not up to me to make a decision, but these are all issues that will be discussed under the Biden administration. Now, I would just say this, that I think the Biden administration is more likely to go down that road than the Trump administration was. He's not sure, Fauci, that is, if the vaccine is going to be mandatory from a central government standpoint, like federal government mandates. But, he says, now this is something to think about, there are going to be individual institutions that I am sure are going to mandate it. Now, I don't know if Hall's Chap House downtown Charleston or Hank's Seafood or some of the other great restaurants we have here are going to mandate it. But these institutions that might put in their own mandatory requirements could be hospitals, schools, other things could be restaurants, the airlines, travel, okay? So all of this is going to be debated. Israel plans to launch a pilot program of a green passport program to residents who have received a coronavirus vaccine, and they may be required in Israel for people visiting malls, attending cultural sporting events. Will you be able to get into a concert? I don't know. All of this will be debated here in the coming weeks and months. Well, what's in the cards for 2021? There's no shortage of predictions right now. And, of course, I keep my prediction fresh every single week in the macro outlook of the newsletter. Following one of the craziest years in recent memory, and one that nobody could have foreseen. No, you say that again. Investors are sketching their market predictions for 2021. Well, that's all I can say is if 2020 was one of the craziest years in recent memory, we had one of our best years in recent memory. We hit new all-time highs, had a record year at Gunderson Capital. We were able to make some pretty good macro calls on the market at the right time and be in the right places and out of the wrong places at the right time, too. Here's three words that are being tossed around for 2021. Recovery. Well, that all depends on the vaccine, how fast it gets out. If we can eradicate coronavirus, will new strains appear that aren't impacted by the vaccine? Well, we don't know yet. We have some new strains showing up here in America and other places in the world. So far, we think those vaccines will work on this new strain. Rotation is the second word I'm hearing a lot of. I always hear rotation. It's going to rotate out of the growth into the value stocks. I've been hearing this for the last 12 years, but it hasn't happened. When it happens, it happens. And it will start to show up in my relative ranking system that not only ranks individual stocks, but it ranks the asset classes and the sectors of the market. Will we see some sector rotation? Look, last year's leaders were anything green energy, electric vehicles, Tesla leading the way. I called Tesla the stock of the year. Runner-up would have to be Zoom video, which rode the COVID-19. They were in the right place at the right time. Will cryptos continue to lead the market in 2020? Will technology continue to lead the market? Or will we have rotation to other areas? Well, stay tuned. We're here Monday through Friday, 1 hour live every single day. We put out an 80-page newsletter, 70-page newsletter every Saturday. We'll keep you posted. And one other R, reset. Okay, we're hearing this word, reset. Are we going to reset America? Well, some say we are. Recovery, rotation, reset. Write those three down. Check them a year from now. Look back. Were the pundits right? When we come back, individual stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio on this first trading day of 2021. We have the Dow down 285 right now. The NASDAQ is down 27. The VIX has heated up a little bit. The VIX is up 10%. Silver and gold having very good days. The silver and gold stocks also. And I'm seeing some pretty good action to the upside in the semiconductor stocks, the Chinese electric vehicle stocks, and I'm seeing pretty good action in the green energy stocks. Now, why is tomorrow a big day in Georgia? Why are millions and millions and millions of dollars being spent on these two Senate races? Well, it's called the balance of power. The Democrats now have the president, the executive branch. They have the, of course, the Congress or the House of Representatives. And if they get the Senate, then they would be able to pretty much pass just about anything they want to pass. And Joe Biden has already made it very, very clear that he wants tax hikes. He wants to undo the Trump tax cuts, and he wants to take the corporate tax rate back from the current 21% to 28%. Why is that a big deal? Because it impacts S&P 500 earnings. Just like it impacted them to the positive side when the tax cuts happened, a tax hike will impact earnings, S&P 500, to the downside. And it's just common sense. If you're using a, let's just say you're using a 20 multiple on earnings estimates, and let's say earnings estimates next year are somewhere in the $170 area, right? Okay, 20 multiple, 3,400 S&P. Now, if you take a tax hike and build that in, that would take about $30 to $35 per share out of those earnings. So that's a 600 or 700 point drop in the value of the S&P 500 because earnings are after tax earnings. So that's why there's a lot of eyeballs will be watching the Senate race. And then that word I just mentioned, reset, that's another one. There's a lot of speculation that with the Senate, with the House, with the presidency, that we will move to a more socialist state. That's what the pundits are saying. So we will be watching that race very, very closely, the results coming in very, very closely. It may be one of the reasons why the market's a little bit on the nervous side today. All right, let's take a look at the ETF gainers and losers 2020. What was the top ETF gainer 2020? TAN. Yeah, that's the Solar Invesco ETF, Solar, TAN. The Wild Hill Clean Energy ETF, PBW. Up, these more than tripled last year. TAN was up 234%. PBW was up 202%. Then comes the ARK, A-R-K, Genomic Revolution ETF. That's ARKG. It was up 178% last year. And then the next one was the ARK Next Generation Internet ETF. That's probably a lot of 5G, artificial intelligence, etc. ARKW was up 154%. Now, if you were in these ETFs last year, anything crude oil, anything MLPs, Master Limited Partnerships, those are mostly pipeline stocks, or dry bulk shipping. Those were the worst areas to be last year. And I'm seeing that Barron's over the weekend is saying that one of the best places they think to be for income this year as a bond alternative will be the MLPs, the oil pipelines. Now, I can't agree with them. They're at the very bottom. They're at the very bottom of my rankings. But Barron's has been known over the years to be more of a contrarian publication. And I can just say that that style of investing, contrarian, has been out of style for many, many years. As far as individual stocks last year in the S&P 500, well, I call Tesla the stock of the year. It was only up 743%. That's an eight bagger. 743% last year. Etsy, well, that's one we nailed. It was up 302% last year. NVIDIA was up 122%. These are S&P 500 stocks. And remember, overall, the S&P was up about 16.4. That's your benchmark. PayPal up 117%. Albemarle, that's a lithium kind of play, up 102. AMD, one of our biggest positions, up 100%. I noticed AMD's having a good day today. ServiceNow up 95% last year. Apple up 81%. Amazon up 76%. Those were some of the biggest winners last year in the S&P 500. How about the biggest winners in the NASDAQ? The NASDAQ was up 47.6% in 2020. It tripled the returns of the S&P 500. Of course, Tesla up 743%. Moderna up 434%. Peloton up 434%. Zoom Video up 396%. PDD, Pinduoduo, which is a Chinese competitor to Alibaba, up 370% last year. DocuSign up 200%. Mercado Libre, which is the Amazon of South America, it was up 193%. Those were some of your biggest winners in the NASDAQ. How about the Dow? The Dow was up a measly 7% last year. And I suppose when you compare the Dow versus the NASDAQ, one could say the NASDAQ tilts greatly towards growth, while the Dow points more towards value. Growth swamped value last year. The leading stock in the Dow was a NASDAQ stock, Apple. It was up 81%. Second leading stock in the Dow, Microsoft, a tech stock, up 41%. Then finally you get into a non-tech stock at Nike, up 40%. Salesforce up 37%. And Disney, despite all kinds of headwinds last year, was up 25%. Okay, one big trend I'm seeing here, and it is going to impact a lot of the sectors, the dollar was down for the year for the first time since 2017. If you look at a chart of the U.S. dollar, that's going to have ramifications on a lot of sectors, okay? UUP is what I use as my proxy for the dollar. It's hitting a new 52-week low today. That is bullish for gold and other basic materials and commodities. And you're seeing maybe a little hint of inflation wafting through the air with that drop in the dollar here recently. We'll continue to monitor that one. Bitcoin topped 34,000 over the weekend as the rally extends into 2021. Well, let's not forget, Bitcoin began the year 2020 at 7,000. Now it's at 34,000. Well, the oil investors are getting a little bit excited. Oil notches a multi-month high. It's hard for me to get too excited. Silver surges, representing its best annual gain since 2010. Well, that was last year. Silver had a huge day on Thursday. Silver is also following through today, as is gold, and as are the gold stocks. I have just a very little bit of exposure there. That would be a hedge against inflation and a falling dollar and increasing debt here in the United States. If you're interested, you can pick up an issue of Barron's from Saturday. They listed their top picks for 2021. And as I look at them, they're very much contrarian picks. pretty boring if you ask me, but everybody has their way of doing things. They especially like the energy pipelines. That's kind of where they're focused in 2021, especially for income. I'm not a fan. And lastly, what has become of Chrysler? Well, now that it's joined Fiat and Peugeot, it's going to become Stellantis. That's right. You can get Lee Iacocca, former CEO of Stellantis. Well, what else will happen in 2021? We'll be back with some individual stocks. This is Bill Gunnarsson. You gotta go where you wanna go. And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with the Dow now down 317 on the first day of the year, a trading day of the year. The S&P 500 is down 30. The NASDAQ is down 65 right now. But there are some stocks bucking the trend here today. In fact, there's some strong moves taking place. Number one, let's take a look at Li Auto, L-I. We own that in our ultra growth portfolio. They reported deliveries increased 31.9% month over month and 530% year over year. 530% year over year. That's LI symbol. That's a Chinese automaker. You will be seeing Li Autos at some point in time. Here in the U.S. As the end of 2020, Li Auto had 52 retail stores covering 41 cities and 114 service centers. Of course, these are all in China. Looking ahead to the new year, Li Auto is right in the middle of a hot China EV market and major disruption as Apple looks for auto partners to team up with. Now, Apple has not teamed up with Li, but Apple's entrance into this sector is causing quite the stir, and we'll see who they eventually end up with as a partner in their venture. China or Apple does have a lot of ties and relationships, obviously, in China. NIO, by the way, Li is up 13.2% today. That's the one that we own. NIO. NIO. Wow, we own that in our emerging growth portfolio. NIO is up 11% today. What's up with NIO? Well, they report monthly record deliveries of 7,007 units. That's up 121% year over year. They ended fiscal year 20 with 43,728 units. That's about one-twelfth maybe of what Tesla delivered. But it also means that, you know, there's a lot of growth potential. The company delivered 17,353 vehicles in Q4, up 111% year over year. These results are attributable to the growing recognition of our premium brand. Well, you'd have to go to neo.io to see what their cars look like, what kind of a brand, what they come with, what the options are. NIO is up 11% this morning. That's one we own in our emerging growth. Now, I don't know if the app has a ranking on these stocks yet. They're fairly new. NIO, Li definitely does not have a ranking. And NIO, well, NIO does have a ranking. It came in today at number 515 overall rank out of 55,607, the app has it ranked as a buy. That's what A minus is, a buy. The company plans to reveal, this is NIO, a new sedan model and share the latest development of autonomous driving and other core technologies on the fourth NIO day scheduled on January the 9th. Another one, XPeng, XPEV is up 9.6% We do not have any position in XPEV, but it doesn't have a ranking either yet. It's too new. It just came public in late August at $15 per share. Today it's $47 per share. Their December deliveries up 326%. 326%. Bank of America maintains a buy rating on XPEV and raises their price target from 43 to 51, while the stock's currently at 47. Workhorse. Now, that's a U.S. company that makes electric delivery vehicles. That stock, yeah, that faded. They got a good order today, but the stock is up just a little bit. Tesla. They topped Q4 deliveries expectations. They came in just shy of 500,000 for 2020. And I know they were in a race to meet that goal. They fell 450 cars short. Tesla delivered 499,550 vehicles for the year. Well, if you do the math, how much did Tesla increase in market cap during 2020? How much was each one of those cars worth, you know, according to the way the stock market dealt with Tesla this year? Crazy. Tesla's is hitting another new high today. It's up 4.5%. It's now $700 billion. $700 billion. While measly little Ford is at $34 billion. So Tesla is now 20 times. It's worth 20 times more than Ford. GM's $58 billion, so Tesla's about 15 times General Motors. General Motors valuation. Okay, let's see what else we got here. So hot day again. We got some deals. Centene buys Magellan Health. Dentsply acquires Bite. Well, that could be interesting. They're getting into that clear aligner business, which replaces braces. That's the space that Align Technologies is in. And Align has had a pretty good run since Invisalign was invented. There's more action today in the sports gambling sector. You've got MGM buying Entain. The owner of Ladbrokes and Coral Betting Brands. Okay, so we'll see. That was a good sector in 2020 with DraftKings. How is DraftKings doing today? DraftKings is flat. You've got Penn National Gaming, which we actually wrote up last week. Oh, Penn is down 7% today. We'll be okay. We're not worried about daily moves in the stock. I think Penn has got a management change today that might be impacting the stock a little bit. And Roku is making a buy. They are acquiring the rights to Quibi's content. Quibi. All right. Quibi was spun off by Jeffrey Katzenberg, movie mogul. It didn't really go anywhere. Roku is buying it. I hear the bell. We're out of time. If you'd like to get in touch with us, GundersonCapital.com. Start the new year right. Get the newsletter, GundersonCapital.com. Call us. Set up an appointment at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.